Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Over the years, the city of Jerusalem has been called the City of God. City that is part of His divine plan. And into that city, God placed His people, the children of Israel, a people who were to be set apart unto Him so that they might proclaim the truth of the glory and of the majesty of the one true God. They were to be a people who were to show forth His praise. A nation through whom the Messiah would come. A people who were to speak to God on behalf of the nations of this world, and a people who were to speak to the nations on behalf of God. A people who were to represent Him on this earth. People who were given the scriptures, the very word of God, and a people who were to live in such a way that God would be glorified and magnified in their lives. But as we know, they did not do well in their assignment, did they? But despite their failures, despite their sin, God continued to be ever faithful to them. He continued to be faithful to His word. He is trustworthy. He's a loving and a forgiving God, but He is also a God who will not tolerate unrepentant sin in the lives of His people. So, from the way that God has dealt with the nation of Israel, we perhaps have a greater understanding of what He is like and what He expects of us who belong to Him. So once again, we come back to the book of Zechariah. And you'll recall that we found that some of the people from the nation of Judah had returned from 70 years of captivity. They returned to Jerusalem. They left the land of Babylon. Why were they there? They were there because of their disobedience. They were there because of their sin. They were there because of their rebellion against God, and they returned to rebuild the city and the temple in Jerusalem that had been destroyed by the Babylonians. In 2 Chronicles chapter 36, we are told why all these things took place, where it says, God sent His prophets, He sent His messengers, His ambassadors, to the people in Jerusalem so that they might turn away from their sin and return to the Lord. But sadly, it says, the leaders, as well as the people, hardened their hearts against the word of God, and they were unfaithful to Him. They defiled the house of God. So again and again, in His long suffering, God sent His prophets to the people because He loved them. But again and again, they rejected His word, and they ridiculed His messengers, and they persecuted them. Until finally, it says, the anger of the Lord was raised up against His people, and there was no remedy for them. And so the Lord raised up the Babylonians, who burned the city of Jerusalem to the ground, and they destroyed the temple. And those that the Babylonians did not kill, they carried off into captivity. But after 70 years, the Babylonians were themselves destroyed by the Persians. And so the Jewish people were released from their captivity, just as God had promised in Jeremiah chapter 25. And so some of them returned to their homeland in order to rebuild the city and the temple. And after they returned, God raised up two prophets, two men, Haggai and Zechariah, from among the people in order to encourage the people as they began to rebuild. It's a difficult task. He raised them up to comfort them in their suffering and in the opposition that they faced. And the Lord gave the prophet Zechariah visions, visions of hope for the people. He was to share those visions with the people. So here is how it went. On the 24th day of the sixth month, work resumed to rebuild the temple. On the 24th day of the ninth month, Haggai received his last prophecy from the Lord. And now it says in verse 7 of Zechariah chapter 1, on the 24th day of the 11th month, in the Jewish calendar, which is the month of Shavuot, in January or in February, in the second year of Darius the First, who was the king of the Medes and the Persians, in the year of 520 BC, we are told that the word of the Lord came to Zechariah the prophet, who was the son of Berechiah, who was the son of Iddo, and Zechariah received a vision from the Lord as follows. And so he says in verse 8, here is what I saw. Ra'ah in Hebrew. I received a vision which I saw at night, but while I was still awake. But my consciousness was altered. And behold, he says, Hine, pay attention to my words. I saw a man. And that man was riding on a reddish brown horse. He was ready for battle. He might wonder, who is that man? In verse 11, that man is identified. He's identified as the angel of the Lord, a name given to the Messiah, a name given to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it says, he was that battle horse standing among the myrtle trees, standing among the bushes. Myrtle trees, myrtle bushes have bright green leaves. And they're found on the hills and the valleys surrounding Jerusalem. And the leaves of those bushes give off a sweet fragrance, but only after they are crushed. A picture of the nation of Judah, who had been crushed because of their sin in order to give off a sweet fragrance of true worship and of obedience to God. And that horse and that rider and those myrtle trees were in the ravine, Metzlah in Hebrew. They were in the hollow, perhaps in the hollow of the Kidron Valley, at the foot of the Mount of Olives, just outside of Jerusalem. And Zechariah adds that in this vision, along with that horse and that rider, there were other riders. There were angels from heaven. And some of them were also mounted on reddish-brown horses. They too were ready for battle. While others were mounted on sorrel horses, sarok in Hebrew, a combination of reddish, brown, and white. While still others were mounted on white horses. And they were all standing behind the angel of the Lord, a sign of power, sign of victory, sign of strength. Despite the circumstances, despite the difficulties, with the help of the Lord, Jerusalem would emerge victoriously. And you may recall that it says in Revelation chapter 19, when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to this earth, he will be riding on a horse. He will be riding on a white horse, sign of victory over the enemies of God. And so, in this vision, what do we see? We see that Jerusalem will not be abandoned by the Lord. There will be victory. What an encouragement to the people who heard these words from Zechariah the prophet. And then Zechariah says in verse 9, I spoke to one of those angels, and I said, my Lord, what is the significance of these things? And the angel who was speaking with me said to me, I will show you what these things mean. And then that man who was standing among the myrtle trees, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, answered. He answered for him, and he said to me, these angels are those whom the Lord, my Father in heaven, has sent down in order to patrol the earth. Halak in Hebrew. It's a military term. Just like the demons patrol the earth, so we have angels who patrol the earth. They have an assignment. They go forth here and there in order to evaluate the situation among the people. And then those angels answered the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees, and they said to him, we have patrolled the earth, and behold, all the earth is peaceful. Yashev in Hebrew. It remains still. And it is quiet. Shaka in Hebrew. It is tranquil. But that word shakat is a word that can also mean to be selfishly indifferent, oblivious to the situation. Peace and quiet do not always mean that all is well. And so it was at that time, and perhaps we would say so it is today. Sometimes sin goes on, and it is left undisturbed. It is left unpunished. Well, that is not peace and quiet. Then, says in verse 12, the angel of the Lord answered, and he said and spoke. He spoke to God, his Father, and said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you have no compassion? Raham in Hebrew. How long will you have no mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah? Christ pleads for his people. And he says, I care about them. Isn't that what it says in Hebrews 7:25, where he pleads for us because he cares about us? He is our great high priest who intercedes for us with our Father in heaven. And so here he pleads for mercy for the people in Jerusalem, a people, he says, with which you have been indignant. Zion, you have been furious with them over these past 70 years. And then the Lord of hosts, the Father in heaven, answers. And in verse 13, Zacharias says, the angel who was speaking with me on behalf of Christ communicated that answer from God. He communicated those words from heaven. Tov in Hebrew. Those gracious words, those good words, those beneficial words, those comforting words, ne'olem in Hebrew, those compassionate words. He is a God of compassion. And the angel who was speaking with me said to me, proclaim these words, karach, shout out the message, saying this, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly gadol, I am deeply jealous, kanach, I am devout to anger for Jerusalem and for Zion, to preserve the purity of my people. But at the same time, he says in verse 15, I am very angry, katzef, I am outraged, a word to turn the face red or black in extreme wrath. I am boiling over with fury against the nations who have taken my chastening of my people too far, the nations who are at ease and who are secure in the arrogance of their sin. Many people are at ease and secure and comfortable in their sin today. That's quite an indictment, isn't it? Perhaps an indictment of us. And so in verse 15, the Lord says, for while I was angry a little while with my people, the nations have furthered the disaster. Right. They have pushed the misery too far. And in their wickedness, they have deepened the distress of my people. Therefore, it says in verse 16, thus says the Lord, I will return to Jerusalem. Shuv in Hebrew, I will turn back to my people, and in mercy I will rescue them with compassion for them, and my house, my temple, will be rebuilt in it. It will be restored, declares the Lord of hosts. And 4 years later, the temple in Jerusalem was rebuilt. And he says, a measuring line will be stretched out over the city of Jerusalem again. And 80 years later, the city of Jerusalem was also rebuilt. So the Lord says in verse 17, proclaim this news, this good news to the people, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, my city will once again overflow with blessing and with prosperity and with what is good. And the Lord will once again comfort Zion in her misery. And he will once again choose to help the people in Jerusalem. A message for his people back then who were in despair. But perhaps a message for us today as well. Because of our faith, we are outcasts in this world. We live with ridicule and with hatred towards us because of our faith in Christ. Many times we are misunderstood, we are persecuted, but it will not be long before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords will ride into battle for us. Our future is secure in Christ Jesus our Lord, and we will be there. We will be there forever when he rules and reigns in the glory of heaven. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.